This is Fresh Air. The suicide of Nirvana's Kurt Cobain occurred the same week his wife, Courtney Love, was releasing an album with her band, Hole. As a result, the title of the album, Live Through This, has taken on a painful irony. But rock critic Ken Tucker says it shouldn't distract us from the quality of the music.
And the sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Courtney Love sings in what might be called a careful caterwaul. She has a perfectly good voice that she systematically distorts with moans and growls and leaps into awkward registers. It's a style that's equal parts Johnny Rotten and Chrissy Hynde, a post-grunge attack that makes her sound tough and vulnerable at the same time.
I want some.
Lyrics like that invite the sort of tabloid speculation that pop stars usually deplore. When Love sings so mournfully, "Where is my baby?" many listeners will be reminded of the fact that Love and her husband Cobain briefly lost custody of their baby about a year ago after a magazine reported that Love was using heroin while she was pregnant. There's a consistent unsavoriness to the lives that Love is living through and Cobain hasn't. Grim anecdotes laced with overdoses and despair. Like Kurt Cobain, Courtney Love has occasionally been able to turn that material into frighteningly effective music. The music of Courtney Love and Hole doesn't come out of nowhere. She's expressed her admiration for the Sex Pistols and the Pretenders, but I also hear her as a spiritual daughter of Patti Smith, the poet who sang strongly and angrily in a similarly fragile, wounded voice. It would double the unfortunateness of Kurt Cobain's death if Courtney Love's music isn't recognized as its own expression of a distinctive unhappiness.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Hole's new album, Live Through This.
This is Fresh Air.